We have Jeremy Rutherford on the line, so why don't we go to Jeremy right now. Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're enjoying the lovely Winnipeg weather.
Looking out the window of the hotel here, this is great, right? Sunny day game. It's going to be a good day.
There you go. You can enjoy the nightlife afterwards then.
We'll let you go, Desi.
Jeremy, you know, the Blues come into Winnipeg today with sort of a terrific home record, but an average at best road record. An average would probably be a polite way of putting it. Why the difference between the home and road record for the St. Louis Blues?
Yeah, it's been a tough question to answer. I think one thing you need to point out right off the bat is that they've actually played some pretty good road games and not gotten a result. They've played a couple tough games in Detroit, and then in the third period, the Red Wings step it up a little bit. Also, early in the season, I think even when Davis Payne was still coaching, they had a win at Vancouver, they had a win at Philadelphia, so they've had a couple wins in some tough places to play. But you're right, recently, you know, it hasn't been a good place. They lost in Columbus the other night, and I just think there's probably a variety of reasons. They were trying to turn around the play at home the past couple of years, and they've finally done that, and I think you put a lot of emphasis on that, and then you try to go play that same way on the road, and it hasn't necessarily transpired. I know they haven't been successful all year on the power play. It's been, you know, even worse on the road, and a lot of the individual numbers, the splits for a lot of guys aren't as good on the road, so they haven't stepped it up, and that's what they've been trying to do. They got a big win in Nashville a couple nights ago, and now they're trying to carry that on here to Winnipeg.
Jeremy, since Ken Hitchcock took over for Davis Payne in early November, I think they've only lost five regulation games. Can you talk about what he's done to this organization behind the bench, specifically how he's changed the defensive makeup of the team? Because right now, and I don't think that this is getting enough play, the Blues are allowing the least amount of goals per game in the NHL, and that's kind of incredible. It obviously starts with goaltending, but can you talk about Ken Hitchcock and really what he's done to the dressing room and how the players have reacted to a guy who's arguably one of the greatest coaches of this era?
Yeah, first, the big picture, guys, is that, you know, Davis Payne was a good young coach. He's going to be a good coach in the league. But I think that when Ken Hitchcock came in, the team was 6-7, had big expectations, and it just quite wasn't getting it done early on. But they did have a lot of road games. I think 9 of those first 13 were on the road, so kind of a tough sledding early on. But Ken Hitchcock came in, and he told his guys, just go play. I talked to a couple individual players who said, hey, you're going to make a mistake 1, 2, 3 times. I just don't want to see it 4 and 5 times. And I think that took some pressure off some guys. Also, Yaroslav Halak had gotten off to a really bad start, and Davis Payne was kind of forced to play Brian Elliott, and then Brian Elliott really started to take off, and then now Yaro's sitting on the bench, and he's getting a little frustrated. So, you know, maybe some relationships. So I think when Ken Hitchcock comes in, everybody gets the proverbial, you know, clean slate, and they just took off. They just went out and played. And the second part of that is I think that they knew that Ken Hitchcock had been in every situation imaginable in the NHL, and that whatever the Blues found themselves in, he could get them out. And there's been times where there's been second and third period adjustments that have made the difference, and I think when the players see that, they put even more trust in the system. And the last part, talking about the defensive style, Ken Hitchcock from day one came in and wanted the St. Louis Blues team to be a different type of condition team. He wanted them to take short first, get to this spot, get to that spot, let's get the puck out of the zone quickly. That's what he believes now, coming back for this job with the Blues, is that he's watched the league the past couple of years, and it's getting the puck out, transition, getting it to the forwards, moving down the ice, and the Blues have done that. I think they lead the league in number of shifts since he took over, and that's because he's got the guys, you know, on and off the bench, short shifts, doing a lot to get the puck down the zone. Now, they haven't been scoring a lot, and they realized that they were kind of built to be that type of team, but they do get the puck out of the zone quick.
It's very interesting. You know, Jeremy, the team has succeeded at 5-on-5 as maybe as good as anybody so far this season, especially since Ken Hitchcock's taken over. What about special teams this season? You know, penalty kills just around average, and then power plays struggled for the most part all year.
Yeah, it's really been the biggest issue with the St. Louis Blues has been the power play, and you have the personnel on the unit to be a lot more successful. They haven't had any consistency, confidence, all the cliches. They haven't moved the puck well. You'll see it get better for a week, and then it goes back to its typical shape. And it's really been a hindrance because this is a team that's not going to score a lot of goals. As a matter of fact, they're averaging 1.96 on the road, so they're getting by because of their goaltending and their defense. They're not going to score 3-4 goals a game, but they do need that extra goal, and it needs to come from the power play. It hasn't. They know it needs to be better if they're going to go deep into the playoffs, especially on the road. I think they come into today's game, guys, 0 for their last 16, on the road power play. And the penalty kill's been okay. I think it's come up with some key stops and some key times, but it hasn't been consistent. But, like great 5-on-5 play, one of the best in the league, and they're even putting up some numbers that are going to be at top of the NHL, as far as the league goes back. But in terms of the special teams, it hasn't been there.
You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We're joined by Jeremy Rutherford of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Jeremy, he hasn't played since really almost New Year's. That's Alex Steen. We had him on this program about a month ago or so, and he said that he thought he was close to returning, and still no progress, still won't be in the lineup today. Is sort of frustration setting in regards to his concussion, or is it just everybody sort of knows that there's no answers when it comes to that sort of injury?
Yeah, I think there's really been no rhyme or reason to his rehab. He suffered the concussion and then played a game, the next night or the night after, before the concussion was diagnosed. And I really do think, no fault to some of these trainers. They have a really tough job to try to diagnose whether these guys are concussed or not. But Alex Steen played a game, and we've seen it in a couple situations in St. Louis where if these guys come back and finish a game, or in Alex's case, go back, even if they don't get another shot, just simply going out there and exerting that energy and, while you've recently been concussed, I think is doing damage. It seems like the guys who go back out and play, like an Andy McDonald, concussed in the third game of the season, in the second period, he went back out for the third period, and then he missed 51 games. That's really been tough for some guys. And with Alex Steen, the Winnipeg boy, he looked like he was going to come back. He was skating again, smiling, and then he stopped practicing with the team. And so people are trying to figure out, what it is. But I think, throughout the league, all of us in the media are trying to figure out what the rhyme or reason is to the, timetable when these guys can come back. And it seems to be different for every single player. But, right now I know Alex Steen is hoping to get back into the playoffs before the playoffs start, but right now still not skating with the team.
Jeremy, we're about 50 to 60 hours away from the NHL trade deadline. What do you think John Davidson's going to do on Monday or leading up to Monday?
Well, I think to talk about what they're going to do or not going to do, you have to understand the ownership situation, and that's that it's still ongoing, the sale is, and there's a group trying to buy the team in St. Louis. Tom Stillman, right now he's a minority owner, and that deal has not gone through, nor is it imminent. So the Blues are operating on the budget of their current regime, which isn't a good situation. They did up the budget at the beginning of the season, allowed them to get a Jamie Langenbrenner, a Jason Arnott. But as we get to the deadline Monday, it's a situation where they're probably going to have to go dollar for dollar if they make any deals. And right now they like their chemistry. And right now, of course, we talked about the defense and the goaltending. They like the way it's playing. Would they like to add a goal scorer? Probably so, but who's out there and how much? I don't know that it makes a lot of sense for them. They're still hoping to get an Alex Steen back in the lineup. Mm-hmm. They could use maybe a veteran left-handed shooting defenseman back on the blue line, but I just don't know that the money's there, nor do they want to part with the assets if they don't think this is the year that they're going to be serious contenders. They like their team, and they hope they can get a round or two in the playoffs, but they feel like their years are still to come.
Jeremy, is the return of Andy McDonald recently kind of like a trade deadline acquisition?
Yeah, they've had a couple of those. Even David Pryor, I know it was well before Monday's trade deadline, but getting him back was like an acquisition. Getting Andy McDonald back, that's the way they have to feel right now because of the financial situation. They're not going to be bringing in a guy like a lot of these teams are to get a boost for the postseason. So you know, getting guys like Andy McDowell. I think he scored in three straight before the Nashville game. And David Blahn has, I want to say, like 27 points in 35 games since he's returned. Those are the guys that they were counting on for help more so than the trade deadline guys.
Jeremy, Yaroslav Halak and Brian Elliott have both been excellent this year. Do you get the sense that Ken Hitchcock hasn't decided which guy he's going to go with in the playoffs, or do you think it's Halak or Elliott, and maybe why do you think it's going to be one or the other?
Well, if you ask Ken Hitchcock, he says that he doesn't have to go to one guy. He thinks that he can continue to play both, and he says that he will continue to play both until one of them falters. I think they both benefited from the rest. I think that's why their numbers are still good, because they haven't played as much as maybe a number one guy who's been there the entire season. And I think that maybe as we get closer, Ken Hitchcock will feel the need to go with one guy. And my own gut feeling is that it'll probably be Yaroslav Halak. I think Brian Elliott hasn't let in as many maybe softer goals than Halak. Even Halak's been tremendous. Ever since November when Ken Hitchcock took over, Yaroslav Halak has been tremendous. But I think that once they get down to the stretch here, the final stretch, that Yaroslav Halak has been there. He went to the Eastern Conference Finals with Montreal, took him on that run. Brian Elliott has a playoff appearance with Ottawa, but it wasn't to the magnitude of what Yaroslav Halak went through. And right now, I think if they had to choose, they'd go with Halak, who, by the way, is going to be in net today against the Jets.
Jeremy Rutherford from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, thanks very much for joining us this morning on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, and we'll see you up in the press box in a couple hours.